Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jones and Keith, final hour, WEEI, live from Patriots training camp. We are presented by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on. McFarlandEnergy.com. If you're watching twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, you see Tom E. Curran rocking out there to the White Stripes. Curran is who?
Oh, White Stripes.
Not
white
the Stripes, not the Black Keys. Yeah, you know, you're right around
Purple
it.
Haze.
So we saw a light walkthrough today. We got joint practices tomorrow. So we've seen quite a bit to this point in training camp. We were playing a clip earlier from EEI Afternoons. Mike Giardi gave his grade on Drake May through 11 practices. How would you answer that question? How would you grade Drake May to this point?
B plus. And I'm sure that, you know, we have a tendency, I think, in the media to start grading relative to what you are seeing most recently. And I keep looking at May, and he had two picks on Friday. One ricocheted off of
Diggs,
and the other one was just sat on by Alex Austin, a bad pick. But to me, first year, new offense, he's taken unbelievably good care of the football. He's thrown it into trouble. He's had command. He's been accurate. He's been a good leader. Easily a B-plus to me.
Who's been their best offensive player so far, like if you're adding it all up?
Him and Douglas have been their two best offensive players, I think.
So the wide receiver room, obviously, we were looking at going in, and Steph Diggs, I think, really answered the first question right off the rip. He's healthy, so
yep.
That was really good. And then as you work your way down the depth chart a little bit, Mac Hollins has been out there for a little bit of stuff, but he's going to be on the team. Kyle Williams is going to be on the team because he was a third-round pick. Kayshon Booty's another name, I would say, Tom, that we've heard a lot of. He's just been consistent, he and Pop Douglas. But then where does that leave a guy like Kendrick Bourne, who I know is banged up now? Baker's actually flashed a little bit more than certainly Polk or Chisholm has. How do you handicap the receiver room right now?
I would say that going in inverse order.
Yes.
My guy Efton.
No, it's not happening.
Oh, no.
Then
he had a nice catch yesterday.
Well,
yeah, he's also had a drop at the back of the end zone, and he didn't look good Friday night. He'll be on the practice squad. Then Jalen Polk. So Chisholm, Polk. I mean, Bourne and Baker are now neck and neck for that next spot, I think.
Wow.
And Booty's pretty safe. Then Hollins, Williams, Douglas, okay. Diggs. But, I mean, I think that Booty and Bourne were in competition, and Booty has just established himself as
so you think they're keeping six? And Baker and Bourne, if I'm not to put words in your mouth, but I think if I'm doing the math right, you think they're keeping six, and Bourne and Baker are kind of duking it out for that spot?
I think that if I handicap the whole thing, and I'd have to do all 53 guys, Jonesy, but if I had to say that's the order of the guys, and I think that Bourne and it's going to come down to a veteran guy who's over 30, who is productive but doesn't play any special teams against a second-round pick last year who occasionally looks pretty good.
Fourth-round pick, though, right? You're talking about Baker.
No, yeah, I was talking about
Baker.
Oh, excuse me. Yes. And so, Polk's behind those two.
Yeah, with Polk, is that like a change of scenery guy, or is that a practice squad? Like, does the league look at him like, hey, he was a second-round pick a year ago and take a chance, or are they just like, yeah, we saw what it looked like, and they have no interest? Like, what's his fate?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, the Patriots have divorced themselves from second-round picks in the past. Yep. I think Duke Dawson went over to Denver and didn't do diddly. Mm-hmm. A lot of D's in that sentence.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how Jalen Polk – I mean,
but
word spreads.
Anything.
Word spreads quickly around the league. What went wrong?
If I were him, though, and I had a chance to go on, like, a practice squad here or elsewhere, I'd be like,
go somewhere.
No, yeah, I would
change the scenery.
So my guess is if they cut him, he wouldn't be bad. It's just a complete guess. But my guess is that's how that would go down. I don't want to spoil early edition tonight. You're going to be on early edition tonight, Curran, Breck. And I believe you guys are going to be discussing and looking forward to joint practices and the preseason game. I don't know how much you expect Drake May to play in the preseason game. If the offense struggled, and you just said arrow down at the scrimmage, big-time arrow down yesterday at the end of practice. The offense really struggled without Gonzalez, without Carlton Davis out there yesterday. If the offense continues to struggle, who are we going to blame?
Depends on what it looks like, and I'm going to give a little pushback. I mean, when you say really struggled, there were no picks. There were well-defended plays.
Yeah, but who was out there on defense?
Guys, it's a bunch of NFL football players, so they didn't have the two starting corners.
Yeah.
But it's red zone. I mean, look, it's just not the catastrophe that people are conflating it into
between
Friday and Monday.
No.
Let me finish.
But it wasn't good.
It wasn't good, okay, but it was a fair fight out there. It's not like, my God, they don't know how to line up or complete a pass. I mean, they did not convert. Big flipping deal. People, what's wrong with you? Pull yourself together.
I'm just saying, if it looks like that, who do we blame?
There's no blame delay in that. That's the other team playing good. So I would, if it looks like that, I'll say Washington got the better of them on a few plays. But I think in the overall,
for those that are listening on the radio and not watching on Twitch,
I'm in a good mood.
These guys pause all over Jones now.
I'm very uncomfortable with all of it. But you're so no blame is
most of New England has been uncomfortable with you for going on friggin' 13 years.
But you're saying that no blame to hand out then if they look like that against the Commanders.
Look, maybe I'm a softy. I just think that looks like football.
I was one team is not, on my shoulder.
One team is not getting rototilled. The offense wasn't getting rototilled. Yeah. The defense wasn't. So to me, it was kind of a fair fight. If it looks bad tomorrow, I would first look at the protection that Drake May's getting, because to me, to cut to the chase, I think most people are going to say, well, Jaden Daniels is in. Drake May is competing against him. If he looks bad, people say, oh, Drake's down. I look more at, we will take a hit as a group who have said that this offense has improved and the offensive line has improved. Our contentions would take a significant knock if Drake May is scurrying around and throwing into coverage and off one foot and having to get flushed out of the pocket. That will be a Josh McDaniels and an offensive line issue greater than Drake May. So that, to me, is the most critical. It has to look better up front and with their answers at the line of scrimmage than it has in the last 2 years.
Well, jumping off of that, just Will Campbell, what have you thought so far a couple weeks into camp?
Same thing that I same excuse making. We're going to do the same excuse making for him.
That's fine.
He's just getting beat occasionally. He's not getting absolutely undressed on a regular basis, but I'm looking at, okay, it's his first camp. Mm-hmm. It's 2 weeks in, but this is critical. Look, I would imagine he's going to get beat some one-on-ones by some Washington guys. Von Miller is there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
So, yeah. Dietrich Wise.
Dietrich Wise is going big for the biggest feet. His feet are like scuba fins.
Really?
He's probably a good swimmer.
Biggest feet.
We should have asked all the Patriots feet Monday question. And Friday questions. We should have. We never got to his feet.
No, we didn't get there.
This year was the year, too.
Yeah.
But I think that he really is going to be tested because he's gotten used to Keon White and he's gotten used to Kalavon Chaisson and Swinson. So now he's going to see some different guys. He's going to get beat. How does he look in the 11-on-11s? I don't care about the one-on-ones, especially, you know, the individual offensive line and especially the receivers on corners. It's just not a fair fight with going one-on-one, I think, because you have the whole room to run through if you're a receiver. But the 11-on-11 matters more.
It's Tommy Curran, joins us every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. He joins WEEI Afternoons every Thursday. You told Afternoons a few weeks back,
and you were like, look, I'm not saying these guys are getting cut. I'm not saying they're in jeopardy. But if I had to estimate a couple of surprise out-of-nowhere cuts, some names I would highlight are Kyle Duggar and Ramondre Stevenson. Stevenson put a ball on the ground on Friday night in the scrimmage. Duggar was losing some reps yesterday to Woodson, the fourth-round rookie out of Cal. How do you feel about their roster security through 11 training camp practices?
I think Stevenson is more than safe. He's a lock. And I mentioned Onwenu too because of the massive cap hits that both guys are carrying. You have a guard who is, you know, played last year, is about the 15th to 20th best guard in the league, and he's making a massive amount of money. And the same thing with Duggar, making $14.5 million. And he had a poor year last year, and he's kind of not been very present and obvious in this one. He's out there, but it's a lot of money to spend to a player of less than significant consequence. It's like four times what you would pay for a, you know, basically a replacement level player. So to me, it remains something worth watching. I think that they, you know what, I can't even say that. I know that Mayo loved him. I know the 2022, he was one of the better safeties in the league. I always thought that he and Peppers together would comprise an excellent safety pairing, but it's just been a little bit since Kyle Duggar played like a rising player.
What about some of the other teams around the league surprising cuts? Should the Patriots be aggressive in – I mean, they have all that cap space everybody points to. Should they be looking around the league on like, all right, what's going to get peeled loose for whatever reason and try to add to this roster more?
Yeah, if you get a guy like Duggar, and it would be difficult to trade him because he did not have a great year in 23, and he's not doing much right now, so – you know, it's hard to move that contract, but I would be scouring for trade opportunities, say with a Kendrick Bourne perhaps, to maybe get back a depth left tackle so that you don't have to have Vidarian Lowe as your first answer there or Marcus Bryant. So to me, I would look at the tackle class and try to either make a deal with someone like a Bourne or maybe even a Polk, the same way they did with Philip Dorsett with the the Colts way back when.
Yep, Brissett.
So that, to me, would make a lot of sense to try and find those places where you have useful players. Like Kendrick Bourne's a useful guy. He just got – that sucks for him that he got tackled the other day. It sucks for the team, too, because if you wanted to move on from him and send him someplace, it's kind of hard to do at the moment.
What are you looking for at joint practices tomorrow, or maybe who specifically are you going to have your eyes on at joint practices tomorrow? We get a new team in, a new way to measure up some of these players, as you mentioned earlier. So who are you going to have your eyes on?
Defensive line pressure. Can Harold Landry, Keon White, Milton Williams, Christian Barmore, those guys create some pressure up front? Caleb on Chase on. Can they move Jaden Daniels around? Secondary, and it's tough, but okay, well, how is that cornerback depth? How does that look going against those guys? Duggar, I'd like to see something from him. So that's your defensive guys I would look to. I'm really concerned with the pass rush because it's been non-existent. And then offensively, offensive line, Campbell, Moses, how do they hold up? Does May have time? I think I'm intrigued to watch how Travion Henderson is used and how he plays, but I don't have any doubts that he'll be useful. So I'm less concerned with the running back group. And then Diggs, does he take full part in it? And I would imagine Diggs and Douglas are going to get the lion's share.
I know they said it was dehydration for Terrell Williams yesterday, and it was, you know, he's fine, and he's back out there today. But, man, it's only been a couple of months, and we've already had some scares with him. I mean, I don't know what the concern level is in-house and sort of what the – does that mean Mike Vrabel takes over play calling if there's a, you know, a game day situation? But, like, how much of a concern is the Terrell Williams just health status right now?
Yeah, and it's certainly newsworthy because of – look, it's a team that generates public interest, and everybody's major priority, whether it's the team itself, ownership, the players, the media who doesn't know him very well, you hope he's okay. Is there a point at which they have to say, look, this is taxing as hell. You're standing on a 90-degree field. You're coming back from whatever it is we still don't know that you dealt with. Would it be better if you went on a little hiatus? And I'm sure that would be something that he's not psyched about because he's looked and waited and hoped for this opportunity. But the Patriots will need to have Zach Kerr be standing by, I would imagine, the defensive coordinator, linebackers coach who worked as defensive coordinator throughout OTAs and picked up a lot of that responsibility yesterday. But it's one of those, it's almost trite because it's obvious.
Yeah,
you
of course.
Hope he's okay.
Yeah.
And then the other stuff is secondary, but it is noteworthy because there are 26 guys who play defense that you need to coach.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned if he had to take a leave of absence. You're not saying that's the case, but just in a scenario where he needs to take a step back for his own health, I think we would all understand that, obviously. Would that fall to Vrabel to take on more of a hand on the defensive side of the football? It's something we were talking about earlier. He's been very involved with Drake May in the offense over on this field. Typically, I'd say more of his time has been spent over there, not all of it,
mm-hmm.
but more of his time has been spent over there. If he were to be away from the team for whatever reason, would it be incumbent on Vrabel to move and focus more on that side of the ball, and how would that impact the team top to bottom?
Yeah, it probably would mean that Mike would spend more dedicated time there, the same way when the offensive line was missing Adrian Clem, Bill Belichick helped out a little bit more there. And, you know, with quarterbacks way back in 2001 when Dick Rabine sadly passed away, Belichick was involved there. Vrabel had an interesting nugget Friday night at our press conference. He was asked by Greg Bedard, why are you spending so much time with the offense? It's like, because I don't know it. I'm trying to learn it inside and out so that I can answer questions and come up with, you know, diagnoses of my own. So he would be, not saying he's not contributing there, but he's more coming up to speed on that, whereas he could flip into the defense and being in a teaching spot right away.
Vrabel was asked if Drake May was going to play on Friday in the first preseason game. He did give you an answer, which is fine, but do you think that he will, or do you think that he should?
I think that he will. I think that he should. I would be surprised if he doesn't, but not jaw-droppingly so. It'll depend how many reps he gets tomorrow because, you know, we're probably not going to see Ben Woodridge much.
No. He might get a lot of preseason time, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I guess on Friday he gets a lot of run, probably less so tomorrow. Do you think, and again, I don't know if it's a series or two, but do you think guys like Diggs, even Morgan Moses, like how much do you expect to see those guys Friday, or is that more get your reps in a joint practice setting than a preseason?
That's a good question on Moses. They've been managing him so much at 34 years old that maybe they don't ask him to put on the duds and get out there and run around just for effect. But I do think that this organization and this franchise is in a spot right now where it does need to do some outreach to its fans. It does need to, whether it's ownership or Mike Vrabel, show its fans that, hey, we know you came down here, you sat in traffic, you're sitting in the stands. We're not just going to give you Ben Woodridge for 3 hours and then send you on your way. Here's Drake May. Watch him for two snaps.
Yeah.
He's going to throw the ball three times and then get the hell out. And are you going to put him at risk just to make the fans happy? He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
You give any chance at all of Terry McLaurin leaving the Commanders and joining the Patriots?
I would say 0.01.
Okay.
Well, I can't do it.
I can't. It's the NFL. Guys move all the time.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I like that. In your experience, do you think he'll even be here? Like, do you think he'll physically be here tomorrow?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes, unless they've gotten to a point where they're saying, well, Terry, we don't want you around. Kind of one of those TO situations where, you know, you're stinking up the room with your presence.
Keep those binocs handy.
I'll have my binocs ready. I'll be looking for Terry McLaurin.
But
that's for sure.
The idea that a Final Four team in the Commanders would
is what I think.
Cut off its nose to spite its face
re-sign him.
After decades of stinking the way they did.
He has a lot of leverage. If he wants the DK Metcalf contract, he's got a lot of leverage to get it because they need him.
Yeah, the notion that Phil makes this point a lot too, Phil Perry, is he didn't really play until his junior year at Ohio State and then senior year redshirt, so he does not have the mileage on him that people presume he does.
The Micah Parsons situation, what do you think of it? He stays in Dallas. That's getting entertaining to watch.
That's getting a lot more venomous.
Yeah, it is.
It really does show Jerry Jones, as he ages, his willingness to speak more and more frankly.
Yeah.
To the point of...
Good way of putting it.
I mean, to the point of really articulating some old school mentalities on a regular basis that are probably best left to the old school.
And then
he's getting close.
I don't even know. I should probably track this better. Jerry Jones not paying Micah Parsons somehow led to a Dez Bryant-Nicki Minaj beef. You follow this on Twitter?
It was inevitable.
I have not, but it's a good point.
It was like bizarre because Dez jumped in on Jerry Jones, and the next thing you know, he's like feuding with her, and there's like a lot of all caps tweets. It's like, I'm like, I don't know. I can't follow any of this. But it's because of Jerry Jones.
Ooh, that sounds like a segment tomorrow.
Yeah.
This should have occurred to me earlier, but we got the Brady unveiling of the statue on Friday as well. What do you expect out of that? Brady's going to be there, right?
As far as I know.
That's the Patriots put that in a press release. He's going to be there answering questions, I thought.
Yeah, I'd go with that then.
Okay. Interesting. You hear anything?
We should be good.
We do it.
Well, have you seen this thing?
Yeah, have you been one of the few guys to see the statue?
Have you heard anything about
it? I think Tom has. He's doing a weird no. He's shaking no.
No, I haven't.
I think he has.
No, he went to Tampa. We were fine for a while. I talked to his dad. And he said, damn rights. And then Tom was like, you know what?
I do remember that. We still play the damn rights.
I do recall. Yeah, it's in the heavy rotation.
I'm pissed at you. All right, Tom.
Okay.
So no, I'm not on the inside.
So you don't know like what
I don't know if you saw the statue.
You don't know if
I haven't.
It's gonna be like a let's go or him with his hands on his face after he won the first Super Bowl. Like what you don't know what it's gonna be? Yeah.
My favorite would be the Sports Illustrated cover where he's wearing the long Sportsman of the Year one.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Okay.
I like that one.
All right.
Nice statue.
One vote for that. It's a little late to get your vote in, but that's a good vote.
Tom
the best.
He is Tommy Curran. NBC Sports Boston. Check him out on Early Edition tonight. He's here every Tuesday.
I'm not on tonight. I thought I would be.
Oh, I thought you said you were talking about that.
I thought I would be. Well, no, I was on the email.
Not tonight.
I was on the email, and then they said, you know what? You're liberated.
Yeah, they're like, you gave it all away on John McKeith today. We don't need
don't
you.
Do that.
Okay. Well, anyway, you can check him out all over NBC Sports Boston here on Tuesdays with Jones and Keefe, Thursdays with WEEI Afternoons. And, well, thank you for following through and showing up today, unlike some other guests who were scheduled to be here earlier in the program today.
Did you tell the people about it?
We did.
We did.
Several minutes
Yes. I'd say we spent the bulk of a good chunk of a segment on that.
Did you send out a poll as to whether or not, and I'm sure the most people who would respond to the poll would say, yeah, you should have done that.
We should have just blindsided him.
Yeah.
Just a bunch
of Mike, how's the book? Questions. How's Bill like it? Speaking of Bill.
No, we should do it.
Would you have done the same thing as us, Tom? Like, hey, quick slants, you can have Lombardi on, but zero Belichick. You can't mention Belichick.
You know what? I don't think so at this stage of my career.
Yeah.
You know, my rabble-rousing days are kind of behind me a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, same.
Got it.
That's actually him saying we should have done it.
But you guys
going to needle them.
He's actually saying we should have
You guys could have roused some rabble there.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, like, you have to figure to yourself, okay, what's this going to cost me down the road in terms of Mike Lombardi access?
Yeah.
Well, it costs us that.
Blood from a stone.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. Touche. All right. Well, Curran, good stuff as always. You can check it out once it's up there shortly on the Odyssey app. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
In a world where sports talk is never enough, where the unexpected lurks around every commercial break, two voices dare to break the rules. Jones, Keefe. When the clock hits 1:30, logic ends. And chaos begins. It's not news. It's not sports. It's something in between. This is Grab Bag. Grab Bag. Only on WEEI. You never know what's coming next.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, the Red Sox may never lose another game. They will try to make it seven straight wins as they host the Kansas City Royals tonight. It is a crochet day. Garrett Crochet, after getting pushed back a little bit, give him a little bit more rest, he will take his 12-4 record and 2.23 ERA to the mound opposite Ryan Burgert.
Burgert?
Burgert.
Sherbert.
Yep.
Sherbet.
He is a 25-year-old right-hander who has made seven starts this year, four relief appearances. His last outing, he went four innings against the Mets where he gave up a run.
Okay, well, we know he's not going to face Roman Anthony tonight.
No, Anthony has a stiff back.
I would be curious about.
That's what he's out with.
It is.
Yeah.
I'd be curious if Cora has any updates on that.
Yeah.
Prior to the game, because Cora said he's fine.
Yeah, oh yeah.
He was scratched last night, but we're giving him an extra day today. And
nothing
then when Roman Anthony
here.
Was asked about it after the game, he's like, will you be out there Wednesday? He's like, I'll check with the trainers on that one. So I'm just curious where
all
that
lies. He hurt stretching.
If I'm overreacting, then I'm overreacting. But yeah. It just happens to be arguably their most important player. It's him or Crochet.
Right.
And so, yeah, I would not just brush that one aside like it's nothing. But hopefully we get a good update on it today, and we know we won't be in the lineup tonight.
Sox are minus 250 on the money line.
Hell yeah.
That's the Crochet effect there.
Buying opportunity?
No, I would stay away from that.
I wouldn't spend on
it. Maybe go run line. But even still, that's probably not that juicy either.
Grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this. Grab bags. Walk like this, 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 this.
All the grab bags. Walk like Jones and Keefe.
Cleveland Browns famously don't have enough quarterbacks, so they went out and signed Pro Bowler Tyler Snoop Huntley to join their squad.
Can I tell you what bothers me about him?
No.
He has to be the worst player that we like contractually have to refer to him by his nickname.
Snoop Huntley?
Yeah.
He's a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, I mean, he snuck into one.
Yeah. He played like eight games that year.
He was a replacement to the replacement to the replacement. He was like
down,
a Mac Jones, no offense, Drake May level Pro Bowler is what he is. I think May will earn his way into some. Is there a worst player we like have to refer to them by their nickname?
Oh.
He's a present day. He's up there.
Big Baby Davis? Huh? You think Big Baby Davis is a better player?
He was in college. That's where he got the nickname.
Yeah, he was great in college, actually.
Final Four, yeah.
Yeah, no, I had them that year.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah, he and Tyrus Thomas.
You had him in the Final Four?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Weren't they like an eight seed?
Yeah,
they might have been. Honestly, that is a six.
I was high on that.
I'm very impressed.
Wow. They might have been like a four.
Okay.
I can look it up. But yeah, no, they weren't a one.
Oh.
Yeah. Every once in a while, that strategy hits.
Bold flavor.
The non-ones.
Wow. But if you have a Joe Flacco, a Kenny Pickett, a Dylan Gabriel, and a Shedeur Sanders, you better go out there and get yourself a Snoop Hunt.
I know I'm crazy for this, and you did briefly talk me out of it, Keith, because Flacco hasn't played in more than like 10 games in like a decade.
Yeah, he doesn't do that anymore.
But I kind of believe when he's out there, Flacco's going to be good. He was good. He got him to the playoffs last time he was there.
Yeah, I guess.
With Stefanski.
I think it's going to be Shedeur Sanders at some point.
Oh, at some point.
Yeah,
when
Flacco
gets hurt.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But when Flacco's out there, I think he's going to be good.
How do you think Jerry Jeudy's fantasy value is?
High. With Flacco? I mean, not as good as Jameis. Jameis gave that thing some helium.
Yeah, good point.
But yeah, no, I think with Flacco it'll be good.
Yeah. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are signing quarterback Teddy Bridgewater. I believe he was out of football last year coaching a high school team,
honestly,
and then he ran into some shenanigans down there, and now he's back in the NFL.
Yeah, he doesn't have a nickname, but he's another one who just gets a ton of – and I'm talking about the Schefters and the Rap Sheets of the world. Like, gets this breathless –
you don't think they call him Bridge?
He gets this breathless coverage where it's like, who cares about Teddy? He's never been good. He had a horrific injury early.
He was a first-round pick. He was good at Louisville.
No, okay, in the NFL, excuse me. I think he did – I think he was also a Pro Bowler in the same way that, like, Snoop Huntley, Mac Jones.
Dude, he won all those games, though.
In high school, you
mean? New Orleans.
Oh, in New Orleans.
He went 5-0.
Yep, that's
2019,
true.
5-0 as a starter.
He must have a good agent because he gets this breathless coverage that he doesn't deserve. Yeah. It's like, okay, the Bucks brought him in. Who cares?
People talk about Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
You know what? It actually does have a nickname.
What is it?
Teddy Two Gloves.
Teddy Two Gloves.
That is a great nickname.
Yeah,
Teddy Two
bad,
Gloves. He's always out there rocking two gloves.
Yeah, well,
like he's a receiver.
You got me there.
Yep. No one told you that was
going to be this way. Grab back.
Running back Kyren Williams has signed a 3-year extension with the Rams worth $33 million. 23 of that is guaranteed.
Good get.
He
may not
keep that.
I would say, you know, if you are going back to fantasy football.
Yeah, of course.
Good sign.
Yeah.
Good sign. They drafted Blake Corum last year. He didn't do much. But, like, if he didn't have a contract, I'd be a little leery about drafting him, quite frankly.
Wow.
Now he's all systems go.
Okay. Yeah. I want a girl with a short skirt and a
grab bag.
Aaron Judge set to return from the IL tonight for the Yankees.
They need him.
They lost
desperately four in a row.
Need him. Oh, they're looking up at the Red Sox in the standings.
Yep.
Thing is falling apart there in New York.
Their bullpen, that experiment has not gone very well thus far.
So far, it's so not good.
With the guess that they had. They lost the Rangers last night, four in a row.
Yep.
Lost.
Yep. Yeah, falling apart.
Grab bag, and another grab bag, grab bag.
Sneaky good part of that is the exceptionally deep breath he takes right before.
I like that, and he's like clearly like in his car driving while he's recording that. The San Antonio Spurs have signed De'Aaron Fox to a max extension.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox is the type of player that you like until you have to sign him to a max extension. $229 million over 4 years for De'Aaron Fox?
It seems high.
That's insanity.
It seems high.
That's way too much.
Yeah, not great.
You know who his agent is?
Who?
Rich Paul, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
How about that?
Yep.
It's Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
That one never makes sense to me.
No. Yeah. I'm always surprised.
Yeah.
J.J. McCarthy will play for the Vikings in their preseason opener this Saturday. Of course, last year in the preseason opener is when he got hurt and missed the entire season. So are you excited to see J.J. McCarthy back?
I'm a little interested to see how he measures up with Drake May when they do joint practices next week. Is
think,
that right?
Yeah, Minnesota, I think so.
It's one of the ones they have coming up. I believe it's next week. And so that I'll be interested in that, like when they're on the same practice field.
Yeah.
I didn't like J.J. McCarthy in his draft year. Obviously, we've seen nothing out of him professionally outside of a quick cameo in the preseason last year. So I'm not a fan. I wasn't a believer. I know a lot of people are. So, yeah, I'll be curious, definitely, when they're on the same field at joint practices next week.
Grab bag. Jones and Keith.
beautiful.
Oh, it sounded like there was more.
No, I guess that stops there.
Okay.
Are the Red Sox, Jones, in first place?
No,
no,
but,
however,
they're three games behind the Blue Jays. Blue Jays did win last night because playing the Rockies. They won like 14-1.
Yeah, I was going to say it was 9-0 when I went to bed, so they ended up pulling that one out.
Yeah, they did end up holding on to that victory. But
three games out, nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, right there.
They're chasing them down.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your
grab bag
all the time. Living in your
grab bag.
Time outside.
Are you ready for your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, you're going to get it today. The Giants back to their losing ways. They fell to the Pirates 5-4. Devers 0-4 at the plate. Did score a run after he walked. He struck out once. He's hitting 227 in a Giants uniform. Did play first base.
I saw that.
Did play first base.
Yep.
Justin Verlander got the start and had to take a no decision.
I do appreciate the symmetry of the Red Sox being 26-15 without him, and the Giants are 15-26 with him.
It's unbelievable.
Red Sox are averaging more than 5 a game without him. Giants are under 4 a game with him.
Yep.
But again, that's a generational hitter there. He's just like Mookie Betts.
Yeah.
That's a generational player.
Sure.
Yeah.
Grab bag. When he's kissing
you. All right, let's take a look at the top Major League Baseball performer from Monday, August 4th. Was it Kyle Schwarber?
Oh, it might be.
He was getting MVP chance, socked a grand slam. He had 2 home runs in the game. He went 3-for-5, 6 RBI, and he now has 40 home runs on the season and leads the majors with 94 RBI.
Who has him again? That's Terp in the Diggers League?
Yeah, we Terp got the Flying Kyles and Dumper.
I'm dropping like a stone in that league.
Yeah,
but Schwarber was a good pick in retrospect.
It probably just is Schwarber, but let me give you some other names anyway. Bo Bichette, 3-for-6, 2 home runs, 6 RBI.
Okay.
Ernie Clement, 5-for-6.
Oh?
With an RBI and 3 runs.
Oh.
5-for-6?
That's pretty good.
Sonny Gray, 7 innings, 1 run, 8 Ks.
Mm-hmm. Or 5-for-6?
7 or 8. Good call.
There it is.
Thank you. Tyler Glasnow, 7 innings, 1 run, 7 strikeouts.
I think it's Schwarber. There's nothing better than like
Schwarber is the man.
Logging into your fantasy team the next day, Keith, where maybe you didn't know what a guy did, and you log in and you're like, 2 homers and like, 6 RBIs?
You know what's funny? Remember what they'd always say? I think it was it Chaim Bloom one time when he was asked about Schwarber? And they were like, well, you know, like we want guys that like hit a good average or whatever. And you're like, no, you don't. Like, yeah, I can't make this up to you. But do you know what his average is this year for a guy that like
220?
258.
Oh, so he's hitting.
That was like way better than his. Nobody's like 190, and you're like, that's fine. Guy sock stingers. I'll take his 190. No, he's hitting 258.
What did you say, Nick?
That's got to be close to a career high for him.
It might. I think one of those early years with the Cubs, came up and hit like for average as well, I thought. Maybe not.
2019, he hit 250.
Oh, so no, the answer's no.
2021, when he was also with the Red Sox, he hit 266.
Oh.
And then since then, though, this is the high. In 2023, he legit hit 197.
No, with the Sox, he hit 291.
Yeah, with the Sox. Wow. But I'd say combined for the season, it was 266.
That was in 41 games,
yeah.
291. That's the same amount Devers has played for the Giants.
Oh, no.
Not doing anything.
He has home run seasons of 30, 26, 38, 32, 46, 47, 38, 40 and counting.
Yeah, I'd say that was a mistake.
They should have kept Kyle Schwarber.
I would say, you know what? Let's settle the debate right now. They should have kept him. I'm with you on that.
I'm not afraid to say it.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, Nick, back in the saddle again for a random baseball player. What do we got?
I'm going to hope that we haven't used this guy before, but he was
welcome once, to my world.
Yeah.
Was once upon a Royal. Yep. He was also a Montreal Expo, a Dodger, a Cub, a Cardinal, and an Indian.
That sounds like Delino DeShields.
It is
it's
not.
It's Mark Grzelanek.
We've had Delino DeShields.
He got it!
We had him.
Have we had him?
We've had him?
I think we had him.
Man, and Nick was trying hard too.
Mark Grzelanek. And I think we have had him, or at least he was a guest Because one time there was...
Oh, I've guessed Mark Grudzelanic before. Yeah,
Saturday Night Live, there was a great sketch. Helen Hunt was, I think, Chris Kattan's mom. And Chris Kattan kept being like, there's like something in my closet. Like, there's baseball players, because they kept coming out talking to him. And there's like a million real players. And then Helen Hunt comes in and he's like, hey, I'm Mark Grudzelanic, pro baseball player. He's just like hitting on Helen Hunt.
Nice.
Well, it was almost Tony Graffinino, who I know we've had. And it was almost Hippolyto Pichardo.
Thank you.
Hippolyto we've had.
Nick asked us midway through the show. He's like, this is where we should have known Nick was in trouble.
Yeah.
He goes, about halfway through the show, hey, we use Hippolyto Pichardo?
What if
he
were
was
like,
definitely.
You should have been like, no. Then what, was he going to use him? Nobody I asked you about.
His name was Purple in my baseball reference thing. So I
Yeah. Well, why wasn't Mark Grudzelanic?
No, he wasn't. That's why I thought we were safe.
Well, there you go.
Well, that means you didn't look him up.
Yep.
That could have been a Keith pick.
Well, let's just say in the 2006 Royals, there are 9-12 guys that are purple. So we've used a lot of random Royals before.
I'm telling you, this isn't as easy as you think.
Well, it would be if anybody kept track of it. It would be quite easy.
I mean, there's no way we could actually do that.
Okay, well, that's the random ball player each and every day in the grab bags. You never know who you're going to hear. It could be a player two or three times. You don't even know when you tune
Raul Ibanez or was it Ben Grieve?
Sure. Here we go. Zero-time All-Star, finished 17th in MVP voting. I know Billy loves this guy. He was also a Red Sox, an Expo, and
Matt Stairs.
It was Matt Stairs, yeah.
Oh.
He got it!
I was about to guess. Right,
stop thinking of players.
Yeah, greatest pinch hitter of all time.
Yeah. We got one more tomorrow, and then I'll take back over on Thursday.
Then we're back in the studio, back to the regular format.
Should we do random football players? Mix that in once a week during football season, or no?
The people hate when we go away.
Oh,
from
my
the
God. We tried the college basketball thing. You would have thought we murdered somebody live on the air.
But that was college hoops. Maybe
people
like
still
football.
Tweeted us about that.
Yeah. They're mad as hell about that.
Maybe they'd like football more.
People don't like change.
Yeah. Maybe it's worth a shot. We'll see. Off air discussion. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. So stay tuned for it, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we were here at Patriots training camp once again, our penultimate day at training camp. Tomorrow the Washington Commanders will be in town, so I'll be all eyes on that. But today it was just a walkthrough. It didn't mean I didn't have the binocs out.
Oh, no.
I was spying something that a lot of people have been talking about, but I wanted to get a look at it for my own eyes and for your ears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Telling you what I'm observing. You kind of can tell that Will Campbell's arms are short.
Oh, no.
You kind of can. Like, they're all just...
Oh, no.
So, you're just standing in the huddle.
Is it because there's no shoulder pads? Is that why it's jumping out to you today? Like, why are you noticing it on day 11?
Well, I'm specifically looking for it also as he's just... They're all just kind of standing around, like, going through, like, half speed. So, he's standing next to a bunch of other linemen, obviously, and you just sort of see, like, where their arms kind of come down, right? Like, I don't think Will Campbell could put his hands in his pocket.
You were watching this earlier, right? I was asking, like, if he was reaching his toes when he was stretching.
I'm like, maybe it's possible Morgan Moses just has the longest wingspan of all time. Maybe that's possible. Or Jared Wilson. I don't know. But no, it is.
All right, so these are things you're noticing.
I'm noticing these now, yes.
That the arm length is
like,
quite
for real. Like, I'm not trying to be a silly goose about it. Like, there are...
No, I'm at...
It looks short.
Look, I think it's a good observation. Ooh, wow, these are...
Aren't those good? Those
are
good.
What are these, prescription?
I hope so.
Oh,
take a look over. See him breaking the huddle there?
Yeah.
So when they're just all standing straight up and their arms are, like, down by their side.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you got to deal with this fence a little bit more than I realized.
The fence is tricky.
Yeah, sure.
We have a lot of obstacles here, but...
So I misspoke. It was not Morgan Moses. He actually was not even out there at practice. But I was just thinking of another tackle. But he was out there with, like, DeMontre Jacobs.
It wasn't
and
even Morgan
Wilson.
Moses.
It wasn't even.
Well, I think does have a nice wingspan.
Although it's funny, DeMontre Jacobs is listed on the site as 6'6", 315, and Campbell is listed at 6'6", 319. I would not say Campbell's bigger than Jacobs, would you?
Very different. No, not at all.
Yeah.
So, I don't doubt the guy has a short wingspan. He was measured at the combine for a reason.
Quite a bit of discussion about it.
I like that we've been here for a while, and you're like, you know what?
Let's take a look.
Those are looking short. But I also hear it listening back when I took the binocs, and I was going, yeah, agreeing with you. That's because I was like.
You couldn't say anything.
Well, I was just staring right at these poles on the fence. I didn't realize you had to deal with that obstruction.
So much.
You've been dealing with a lot. I didn't realize until I walked in your shoes, Keith.
You got to relax your eyes.
What you have been dealing with.
Yeah, that you can see through the bars.
So that's what we saw out there at training camp today in what Greg Bedard called the lightest training camp he's seen in 24 years covering the NFL.
God.
I wish I saw that when we had Carl. I hadn't seen that earlier. I had seen the Bedard tweet where he was like, boy, Vrabel sure loves his walkthroughs. But Bedard wrote that at BSJ, the easiest that he's seen in 24 years. So I'd be curious how Curran feels about that. Maybe we can get to that coming up. Anyway, WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. The crossover would have been brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal. The Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod and Crispy Shrimp for just $14.99. You gotta love the night. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We got a Would You Rather Wednesday and joint practices here, our final day.
Woo!
At Patriots Training Camp. That's tomorrow at 10 on WEEI.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.